Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello, yes I am.
And today we are joined by the wonderful world-class comedian, Grace Jarvis.
Hello, thank you for having me.
We don't usually clap. I don't know why I felt the need to clap, but there you go.
Because she's world-class.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you said world-class. I'm like, oh my God, I should be clapping.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a governmental body distinguishing who's world-class or not, but
have you played at other places in the world that aren't Australia?
Yes.
World-class!
Yeah, that's world-class.
And today's topic is crop circles. If you got to draw circles in the crop, like you got to do any shape, what are you doing?
I mean, circles are pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say
circles.
I mean, my first thought is dick and nuts, but that's because I'm very immature.
That's a lot of circles, though.
It's mostly circles. It's round edges. You'd struggle with an oblong. Of any kind.
Mm.
Who's getting that corner right, you know?
Wait, which corner are you talking about?
It's in as like a right angle or any sort of hard angle.
Hard angle, it's tricky.
Like doing like a star.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying to me, what right angle does a dick and nuts have?
It doesn't. This is what I'm saying. It has none.
Wait, does that make it easier or harder?
It makes it easier because it's all round edges.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 30 seconds in, I've lost it already.
There's a reason the NASCAR lines.
NASCAR lines. Yeah, I know
there's
the ones.
There's a reason they don't have any squares.
Yeah, right. It's just like curvy little chickens and stuff.
Yeah, like a spaceman.
They're like these lines in the desert. They were put there ages and ages ago. They were a bit of a mystery for a while. I can't remember how the mystery worked out, but I think they figured it out. But basically, the air and stuff was so arid, and there was like, I don't know, they just carved all these lines into the sand or into the dirt and the rocks and stuff, and they've been there for like thousands of years.
In Peru,
but
the thing
yes.
is, it's like, how did they make the shape when you can only really see the shape from the sky?
Yeah, like they're so old. But they're so big that you can only really tell what they are from very high up.
Yeah, which is like, who are they for?
Yeah.
You know? This one's like a spaceman.
And they last for ages just because the kind of desert it's in or whatever, there's like, I don't know, it just doesn't like a road or anything. They kind of just maintains.
So they're man-made? Or is that part of the man-made?
Do you think they're naturally occurring?
Just a spider. Just like, oh, it's a really good ant that nature has drawn. Spot on.
I've never been that bored, but I can perceive it.
Yeah, if you had nothing else going on.
No, I do get it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Like if I'm like, I'll just count my steps and I'll just do the whole thing.
That's how they did it. They counted
they
the
had
steps.
They not established various electrical entertainment settings. So I guess, yeah.
It was
at
it.
A certain
yeah.
point, it's like, well, we got to draw something somewhere.
Got to do something. You have a lot of downtime back in the day.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I think people say that, and then I'm like, I don't think you do. You've got to find water, bring the water back to where you live.
That's true.
Start a fire. It's dark already now. You're churning butter. Like
you're racing candlelight.
You're sewing all your own clothes. It seems like it's taking up a lot of time just keeping yourself alive.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Which I think is what's so impressive about the lions. It's like, wow, they spent all that time keeping themselves alive, and they made it, you know, nice art.
No, but you're right. Who's it for? I'm just learning about this. Who was that for?
I think it's probably for the gods, right? I think that's maybe the theory. It's like it's an offering, not an offering, but like a look at this.
Okay.
Gods.
Well, that does check out.
Check it out. Cool. Check out this cool chicken.
I counted all my steps and made a big spider. And like if they'd written it on paper or bark or whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't still be there.
Wouldn't still be there.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they had like an extensive planning committee.
God, I hope you have no Peruvian listeners to us just butchering their sacred sites.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think chicken, maybe a modern day sort of Nazca Lines thing and do a big old chicken in the crop circles would be fun. Mm. Wait, is there a chicken one or have I made that up? I feel like there's a bird.
There's an ant and a bird and a man.
Yeah.
And a monkey.
Cool.
And there is a spider and
are
a tree.
Are monkeys in South America?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know that.
And a whale, apparently. God, I'm learning so much about this. I'll be honest, most of my knowledge comes from a young adult science fiction novel where they theorized that it was for aliens. So
it was for aliens?
Or by aliens, or I don't remember. There was something about they were like opening the pits of the portal to hell, and the Nazca lines were involved, and I I have internalized some fiction, I think.
What is that?
What book?
Yeah.
It was a Horowitz one, Evil Star. Hang on.
Evil Star.
Raven's Gate, or it was about these teens that all had powers across the world, and then they had to connect them up to stop evil from, and et cetera.
Oh, that sounds like YA.
Yeah, yeah. It was also a Raven's Gate was the first one. And then the second one was Evil Star. And then those were the only ones that they had on audiobook at my library. So I don't know how they save the world, but one assumes they do.
There should be more young adult fiction where they just lose and the world ends. Do you think that'd be good? Teach the kids a lesson.
I think that's what post-apocalyptic fiction is for. Like, post 9/11, we had a lot of Hunger Games adjacent shit of like, hey,
true.
The world's bad,
yeah,
actually.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
Young people are like, yeah, we know. We see that daily.
Really empathize with this.
Adults being like, hey, it's pretty tough out there. And young people are like, yeah, man, it's tough now. It's tough here. It's all tough. It's all bad. Fucking the news since I was like 8 years old has been telling me about climate change and being like, there are going to be more excessive weather events in your lifetime. I didn't realize that they were all going to be excessive. Fucking hell. And then they're like, why do young people have anxiety? It's like, well, you made us grapple with mortality pretty early.
Pretty much straight away.
Immediately. So I gain consciousness and the news is like, well, the world's ending. And you're like, ah.
It's good because in Melbourne there's been a bunch of earthquakes recently, like all very small. But like, is this part of it? What's this? I didn't think this was part of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like
the earthquakes are ominous.
Yeah.
You know, I moved to Melbourne and I was like, I did not expect earthquakes to come up.
I mean, they're pretty mild.
Seasonal depression.
Yes, that's
yeah,
a given.
That was,
awful, awful hay fever.
Uh-huh.
And those trees that stink like cum.
Yeah.
That's a given. But earthquakes, you didn't think was part of the deal.
You do not expect earthquakes.
No.
Both times I've sat in my bed and gone, is this an earthquake? Until the earthquake was over.
Yeah.
Which is simply not how I thought I would handle an emergency situation. Like,
Because they're not as bad as where you're like, oh, this is an earthquake. You're like, is it an earthquake?
I was like, did a tram go past?
It does for you. You'd be like, but I'm living in my, I'm in my house and I don't live on a tram line. It'd be quite unusual. Or it's like, is there a giant truck parked outside of my house? That's what it feels like. That's the
most recent one, my flatmate was like, did a truck hit the house? And I'm like,
it went too long for a truck hitting the house.
Yeah.
But initially you're like, oh, this is a car related issue. Then you're like, well, this is a long car related. This can't. This must be an earthquake.
Yeah.
If I've had long enough to think about
it. Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Is that you think, is this an earthquake? I think this is an earthquake. This is an earthquake.
It must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in bed both times
both
as well.
Times, yeah.
And the first time it happened, I was like, oh. And then I was on the lowest level of my house, and then I was like, ooh.
I didn't feel the second one.
Really?
The first one woke me up.
We've actually had three.
I'm not counting the third one because I didn't feel it.
I didn't feel
the same. I was asleep.
Didn't feel
the first one was during lockdown, and my flatmate came in and was like, is this an earthquake? And I was like, is this an earthquake? Until it was over. And then the second one, I was really stoned. I was like,
oh, this is fine. I'm freaking
what
out.
What is happening?
Is the call coming from inside or outside the house?
Yeah, is this me? Am I doing this?
That's so funny.
The second one, I'd been like in bed and texting my housemate who was also in bed trying to get like the Wi-Fi password. So like they'd been sending me codes being like, does this one work? I'm like, no, because I just moved in. And then the next message was, hey, is this an earthquake?
Yeah.
Then being like, yeah. I'm like, okay, the house doesn't just do this right.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Isn't some sort of garage.
Place.
Like,
I've at least lived in the same place the whole time I've lived in Melbourne. So I'm like, I have a gauge of what normal shaking is.
Yeah,
I do live on a tram line. So at first you're like, is that the tram? No, that is not the tram. This is more.
I realized I'd completely forgotten about that first earthquake when we were in lockdown. I completely forgot about that. That's more. That's
that was
like
so
an extra
exciting.
Earthquake.
It
I
was
know.
So exciting.
My power went out after that earthquake. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a proper thing.
It was so exciting to have a kind of drama that wasn't the actual apocalypse we were living through.
Yeah, it was
Ooh,
a second kind of different apocalypse.
Ooh.
How refreshing.
Oh. Did you get, because you would have been in Melbourne right before COVID started, right?
Yeah.
So
did you move to Melbourne and then we went to lockdowns?
Yep.
Oh,
sure did.
I'm
but
so sorry.
Were you here long enough to also
they
get...
They cancelled the comedy festival. I bought a rabbit. I panicked. I don't know. I was like, what do I do?
I got to make a life for myself.
Yeah, I got to do something.
Were you here for long enough to have the first wave of apocalypse of you can't go outside because the air's poison?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I wasn't living here at that point. But
oh, my God. I was. So there were so many fires that the air was toxic, so you couldn't leave the house. And then when COVID kicked in, I remember walking outside being like, you know, it's actually really nice to be able to leave the house. And I felt like, well, you know, at least with this COVID stuff, I can go outside and I can breathe
the air
in the air.
It was like January.
Nice?
It was like,
no,
oh, we don't have any masks and everyone's getting smoke in their lungs and it's all so dangerous. And then March, it was like, and now we don't have any masks, but it's a different kind of mask.
Oh, yeah. I'm like everyone Googling being like, will my bushfire mask work for COVID?
Yeah, literally. No.
No, different mask.
They changed their mind repeatedly too. They were like, cloth masks are fine. And then as soon as there was enough of the other kind of mask, they were like, cloth masks are not fine. Yeah. We were lying to you. We just wanted you to stay calm. Please stop using cloth masks.
When they were like, you can use any sort of face covering. If you wrap a scarf around you with the mask shortage, that will not do anything.
No.
You are unsafe. Unwrap the scarf from your head.
I was still like, in like the fifth or sixth lockdown, I was still seeing people with just like a bandana around their head.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're
Elon
the
Musk
reason
was,
we're still doing this.
Elon Musk was like the whole time always just that like black bandana. It's like you...
No one thinks you look cool.
Put
no,
it, if you
he
really
like
want
such a dork.
If you really want to wear the back bandana, that's fine, but you have to put the mask on
underneath.
Yeah, you can look like a bandit if you want to.
But then it's like so clear that the bandana is just for aesthetic purposes of like looking like a...
I'm a badass. Yeah. Oh, you don't really hear much about crop circles anymore, and I'm thinking it's because of all the actual news that is happening.
Yeah. There was a real time in like the 80s.
Yeah, I think it was 80s and 90s crop circles. Like, what's going on with these? And
it was like between a war and an epidemic, there was like crop circles, and then it was like, we don't have time.
Who's doing these? Well, one of the features of crop circles is that they crop up overnight. They're obviously named for the crops. I don't know why I tried to.
I don't think
it could be both.
Is crop up the phrase? Wouldn't it be pop up?
Crop up.
I guess that makes sense because crops grow up.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Okay.
And quickly.
I'll let it slide.
Thank you.
It is also, you don't have to let it slide. It is a real phrase. We are right.
Okay.
Believe women.
Believe women.
Crop circles pop up overnight. But when I was researching all the history of crop circles, I actually found something a bit more interesting.
Can
I tell you about crop marks?
Yes.
What are crop marks?
A crop mark is when there are archaeological or natural features that are underneath the earth that you've planted the crops on. And so it doesn't happen overnight. It happens over ages and it happens every single year at the same time. But it'll just form like squares and circles in the crops because of all of the shapes and mounds that are underneath. So like if you've got like an old city or something, or you've got old rock faces. So you can have a look. They're just random little patterns.
Oh,
it looks kind of
awesome.
So it's like less or more nutrients in certain bits. Is that kind of what it is?
I think so.
Very time team shit where I'm like, oh yes, a cottage used to be here.
Oh yeah, it's like very archaeological features of the old landscape.
Oh yeah, cool. See like the outlines of all the old walls and stuff.
Yeah, it
that's
looks
sick.
A little bit. So imagine if you will, a field of grass and the seats, the fabric on a bus had a baby, and that's what these
it does. It is bus fabric vibes. Yeah,
it's very bus fabric, and it's so nice.
It is nice. It's very pretty.
I know. And
because, like, the thing with crop circles is it's like, ooh, what if an alien did this? What if a UFO did this? And I'm like, because they're like, oh, it's a perfect circle, but there's nothing showing how they got out of the circle. And I'm like, yeah, they got a lawnmower. They mowed a circle, and then they turned the lawnmower off.
And walked out of there.
And walked out of there. Like, yeah. This is not hard.
Yeah.
A lawnmower is not always mowing, you know?
You can just lift it up.
You can lift it up. Yeah, and just walk through the crops on the way out, and people are, like, losing their minds, calling the X-Files. I'm like, I don't know.
Crops are big. Like, you've seen movies when people get lost in, like, a cornfield and stuff.
Mm.
And it's,
that is true.
It's hard to knock over corn.
Yeah, corn would be a tough one. That wouldn't be your ideal crop for a circle.
Yeah, I suppose you can't really lawnmower some corn.
Well, do you want to know how they actually make crop circles?
Yes.
I looked into it because I was like, how? It does look cool. So the way they make crop circles, I guess it's not that surprising once you hear it, but you're like, oh, yeah. Basically, you tie something to a random point in the crops, and then you get a big long rope, and then you get a big board, and then you walk around and you flatten the rope down. Yeah, and you flatten the crops down while touching the rope at, like, when it's fully tight, so you get a perfect circle. So it's not even a lawnmower, it's like a big board.
Yeah, that seems, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And would you?
I get why you do that. That seems like an activity.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to do that with your friends, right?
Yeah, well, there's these two famous guys. Their names are Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley. And there was a famous, sort of one of the first famous crop circles was in Australia, actually.
Oh.
It was in Tully. And this farmer, it was in 1966. And a farmer said that he witnessed a saucer-shaped craft rise 30 or 40 feet from a swamp and then fly away. And then they found a 32-foot long and 25-foot wide, like, bit of grass that was kind of flattened in a circle. And it sort of looked like a crop circle. And then these guys, Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley, they're British, and they heard about that. And in the 80s, they started just making crop circles in the UK.
Also, the first one might have been real.
The first one was real, potentially, and they did such a good job. They used that method with the board and the rope and the anchor point and stuff. They also said they put some wire attached to a baseball cap, but I can't quite work out what that was for.
Oh, so, like, instead of just doing a board, you'd have a slightly raised one?
I don't know. All it said was they use, a wire attached to a baseball cap. I don't understand what that means.
Maybe it's so that you stand the right amount of distance from the post. So
oh, yeah.
That your head,
maybe that's like
your
the rope
head has
is
to be in the hat for where you stand.
It's like, oh, yeah, because maybe you need two hands to push the crops down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. So when these guys, all these crop circles are going crazy. Everyone's like, oh, my God, aliens are real. There's no way a human being could do this. They chimed up like, oh, actually, we've been doing it. It's us.
It's super easy.
And then people didn't believe them. They were like, no, you're taking credit for what aliens
that
have done.
That is classic. No chance. That is classic humanity be like, actually, we would rather believe in the aliens.
Yeah. They were like, that can't be done. It's a natural process or it's aliens. So what they did is they made another crop circle that was square to prove it was them, and then they filmed themselves doing it. Very fun.
Well, apparently you can make square crop circles. I'm sorry about talking about right angles so much.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now we know about the board.
The board, yeah.
Mm. You just grab your mates, walk forward.
It does seem more fulfilling than, like, what's it called, like pogo tennis, where it's like they stick the thing in the backyard and then you hit the ball around until you get bored.
Yeah, it'd be a similar sort of setup.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just like that, but
stake that into the ground.
You have a, you know, product.
Mm. And then you don't even need to destroy the crops either, because if you do it after it rains, the stuff just sort of folds over.
And then pops back up again.
And then pops back up later. Look at that. Not even a destructive prank. I think we should get into making crop circles.
It is fun.
Do you want to be outside for that long?
Mm.
In the dark?
You get a grass seed in your skin, it'd be nightmarish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets dogs all the time. Mm. Dogs hate grass seeds. I didn't even know. I mean, obviously there are seeds to grass, but I didn't think that was for us to know about. I thought they were all underground.
I know. You never see them unless they're sticking out of a dog.
Yes!
Dogs inhale them sometimes too. Dogs need to stay away from grass seeds.
Get dogs out of the grass.
Out of the grass. It's a problem because they love the grass.
They love the grass so much.
If you're a vet, I think most of your daily responsibility is making dogs chuck up. Most of what they do.
Yeah.
They just like dogs and cats, they've eaten something awful. They just give them, what's that awful substance called?
Ipecac.
Ipecac, yeah. Give them Ipecac and put a mat on the floor and be like, all right, time to shine. Chuck it up.
Yeah. Just take your dog out to the spew room.
It is like giving vaccinations, putting them down, and making people throw up.
Yeah.
Making dogs throw up.
Well, Ben Russell was on the a couple of weeks ago, and he's talking about his dog had to get its anal glands expressed every once in a while.
I thought this was just a joke. World City made up.
No, that's a real thing, and it's from the very few details we got, because I did not want many more, it's apparently the worst thing in the entire world.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
I didn't realize why it happened as well, and it's because dogs' shits are too small.
Yeah,
to push.
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them. Not every dog has this, but the shits are too small to...
To push out
milk the glands on the way out themselves?
Yeah, it's bad.
I think it's
little dogs only, I think.
I think it is, yeah. Because they have little poos.
Yeah, but surely that's an example of we need to stop with the dogs.
And it is always dogs where you're like, well, you shouldn't exist in the first place. We shouldn't have done this to you. Every pug I see, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what we did to you.
Well, those dogs that can't give birth anymore. So
their hips are all fucked.
Yeah.
But then they keep making them give birth because they're the only French bulldogs in Australia or whatever. That's the other thing is if we're going to be doing this, you at least need to do some international fucking because I don't think there's a French bulldog in this country that's not related to the other French bulldogs.
They're all cousins or
something.
They're
all cousins. It's fucked. And then you're breeding them. It's a nightmare.
Don't do that to a dog.
What fashionable trait would you breed into a dog if you had to? Gun to your head, you have 10 years to do it.
Okay, gun to my head, I have 10 years to make this dog the most beautiful thing that I think a dog is.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah.
I would want to get really, really fluffy dogs, like those ones where the fur is like 20 centimeters long and you can groom it to stick out heaps.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would breed them to have the shovel faces of those shovel face dogs, like a bull terrier.
Oh, the ones look like a shark?
Yeah, the shark-looking dogs.
Chaotic evil.
Yeah, I want the roundest face with like an orb of hair.
They are the most upsetting dog to look at, I think, those shark-faced dogs.
Yeah, and they're all short-haired dogs. You're really going to struggle to get long-haired DNA in them.
Well, if I'm going to ruin a dog, I want to ruin the dog.
I think it'd be nice to have a dog with the extremely long tail that just gets in the way. I think that'd be nice.
Like mouse levels?
Yeah, like a disgusting rat tail. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think it's knocking shit off the wall. I think it'd be knocking stuff over all day long.
No, but if it's like mouse levels of long.
If it's mouse levels of long, yeah.
Yeah,
if it's dragging on the floor.
Yeah, so you know how when mice wag their tails, it's like the base half of the tail is the wagging bit and the top half is for flourish.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, say that again.
But then if the dog had the mouse tail, the flourish would be the bit that was knocking stuff over.
That's true. But if it's on the ground, maybe it's just going to I don't know.
Can a mouse control its tail at all? Or is it just dragging along?
Sure. I think it can control it.
It controls it a little.
Yeah. Because can a mouse wag its tail? Because obviously it's not a monkey tail
use it
where
it
can.
For balance, right?
Yeah. That makes sense. So they tense it up maybe. So they don't fall off a little ledge.
Yeah.
But they can't
They can't swing on it like a monkey, I don't think.
Oh, it'd be cool if... Well, we'd be ruined if mice could have that
ability. An extra limb?
I think cartoon mice can.
Yeah.
More facts from fiction, I see. I've just looked it up. Mice can wag their tail, but it's a sign of, like, annoyance or aggression if they, like, they might wag their tail aggressively at another mouse.
They can wag their tail.
Yep.
Oh, like, it's like cats, where it's like if it's moving its tail weird, you want to leave it alone.
I think it's pretty much every animal except dogs. If they're wagging their tail, it's not good. I think dogs are the sort of outlier. Because I've seen a video of a boar, and the boar's wagging its tail. And they're like, oh, cute boar wagging its tail. And then the boar, like, runs at them.
Right.
So I think maybe dogs are sort of a weird exception.
Maybe so. Like,
dogs are a weird exception to a lot of stuff.
Mm.
So weird. We gotta stop doing things to them.
They love us so much, and all we do is hurt them
in, like, really interesting ways,
unique and cruel.
Oh, in ways that won't hurt them for generations. No, sorry.
And all they do is love us.
Yeah, in ways that will hurt them for generations.
Yeah.
What would you do to make a dog beautiful?
Just like a really good nose for it to breathe through.
Just huge nostrils you can stick your whole fist in.
So much room to breathe and ears that work and just nice.
What do you think that dog would look like? Do you think there's
like
a dog?
A hippopotamus dog.
Yeah. Is there an animal out there that you think would look like your ideal dog?
Like a dingo.
Do you know dingoes aren't native to Australia?
That's crazy. What? Where are they from?
They're like, they've been here for a while, like 3,000 years, but they were from, well, the theory is they were from like Asian explorers from that, like from 3,000 years ago.
That makes sense, I suppose. They do look quite Chow-esque.
Yeah, and kind of like Shiba-y.
Yeah.
So like they were like explorers, unknown explorers, you know, 3,000 years ago, let some dogs loose and they're dingoes. And I think that's why the Tasmanian tiger and Tasmanian devil are only in Tasmania, because the dingoes ate them all and ate all their food.
That makes sense.
So they drove them extinct on the mainland.
Yeah.
I wish we had more native animals that still were around.
That would be really
good. We got most of them, I think.
I worry for the bandicoot.
Yeah, I worry for a lot of them.
I worry for all of the ones that we've got left.
Except the kangaroo. They're doing
kangaroos
pretty good.
Kangaroos are fine.
That's a
pest. Emus are fine.
Yeah.
Crocodiles are fine.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, crocodiles will.
They'll be fine forever.
It's the little mice I worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so small.
The ones that hop like a kangaroo, but they're tiny little mice.
The kangaroo mice, they are
is that what they're
fucked
called?
Up, man.
Their ears are enormous.
They're fucked. They're so easy to eat.
They hop right into your mouth.
They hop right into your mouth. Oh, those poor kangaroo mice. Got me all stressed out.
And there's so many deer here now. Apparently there's a million feral deer in Victoria now.
How do you even get a deer on a boat?
Yeah, why did you put a deer
on a
boat?
How do you get a deer here? I guess maybe on purpose, I suppose.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that everything, it's like, why is this here? And it's like, oh, because someone went to great lengths
to do this.
The other day I was in New Zealand, actually, but I'm my family's from New Zealand, but I grew up here. But like, I was just looking at some sparrows and I was like, I have never not seen a sparrow. Like in Australia or New Zealand, I've always seen sparrows my whole life, but they are not native to either place, which means that at some point a British person was getting on a boat and was like, what if there are no birds when we get there? They went BYOB, bring your own birds.
That's so bizarre.
Like,
and why a sparrow? Why is that the one you bring?
They're small, like you can put it in your pocket,
yeah,
I suppose.
It's convenient.
There was
to
someone
bring
at
it.
The dock being like, there are no birds in Australia. Buy a sparrow, $50. Like,
otherwise it'll be weird.
Yeah.
But everyone who was traveling, not everyone, but a lot of people who were traveling over were probably really wealthy. So you can imagine someone sending a letter back being like, oh, I do love it in the colonies, but oh, heaven forbid, there are no sparrows for me to gaze upon in my morning cup of tea.
Yeah, some act of like romance from some lord somewhere.
I think that's why
somewhere.
There are crows here too. Like, it's like we want British bird song. And it's like, we have Australian bird song!
And it's gorgeous.
Also, the crow's bird song sucks.
It sucks,
it's like,
man.
Awful. Awful birds.
Oh, actually, do you know what?
Starlings, maybe they brought. Are there starlings here? It's something else. It's one of those Britishy birds. Mm.
To be fair, we have cockatoos.
Yeah.
That's horrendous.
It's a bad noise.
They're so loud. Oh, my God.
Magpies, though, beautiful.
Oh, warbly gorgeous.
Wait, are magpies native to Australia?
I think so. Well,
some of them are.
Some of them are and some of them aren't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, aren't there a few kinds?
Oh, my God. I always assumed that they were our guys, but. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Oh, this is the dingoes have tricked us as well.
Yeah.
Okay, no, the Australian magpie. Okay, there are different kinds of magpies. So we have Australian magpies and then your classic magpies from other places, I guess.
What's a classic? Is it they look the same?
I don't think they're not actually called the classic magpie.
Okay. Your vanilla magpie, your magpie original.
Magpies are birds of the Corvidae family. Also, they are crows.
Yeah, we already had some. Don't bring more.
Oh. A Eurasian. Okay, a European magpie looks like that.
Give us a look.
That's not right.
That's not right at
that's
all.
That's not right at all. It's
completely different.
That's crazy.
That looks like a...
They're just black and white. Otherwise, they're completely different looking birds.
That's a chic bird. That's like a fashion week bird.
It's like shiny kind of.
It is like a really big fairy wren.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't
None
care
of that.
For it.
No. Not a fan.
I'm loyal to the Australian magpie.
Loyal to the Australian. Yeah, absolutely.
It's weird, like, because I've got Kiwi parents. So in Australia, I love a possum. So sweet. Protect the possum, native possum. In New Zealand, we hit them with our car.
Yeah, you have to, like, legally, if you see one, you have to throw
you
a rock at it, right?
You have got to kill that possum.
You have it's legal guns.
Fucking with
those.
Our birds.
Which possum do you guys have? Is it the
brush
big
tail.
Bushy one? That's the giant ones.
That's hard to kill.
They're fucking big in New Zealand,
they're
too.
Huge.
Yeah. They're not native, so they, like, eat all the birds' food and then the bird and, like, wreck all the trees for the birds.
Yeah.
And in New Zealand, we're very attached to our native birds.
Yeah, so you should. Your birds are very beautiful.
Yeah, you gotta hit that possum with your car.
Yeah, there was a possum. What are they? The brush tails. They used to live. There was one used to live under our house when we were growing up, and it would just like occasionally get inside the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it would just. And they really are big once you see them inside.
They're like, very human-esque as well. Yeah. The possum. It's sort of like you see like a possum gets in your house and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Like, possum gets in your house and you think, oh, sorry, did you want something? Like, can I help you?
Like you start being like, oh, like, what's up, man? Like,
did you need?
Right.
They've got human little eyes and human little hands.
Yeah,
and it's
but they've
like,
got, also very vicious claws. Like,
yeah,
they're
quite
so
vicious
sharp.
Claws. I'm still not over the novelty of the ringtail possum because I'm from Queensland, so we mostly have brushtail possums.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Victoria, you mostly have ringtail ones.
Mm.
So I see them on the power lines and stuff. And I'm like, look at their little ringtails.
I had
so cute.
The other,
and when it's a baby on top, there's two ringtails.
Oh, that's so
yes!
Sweet.
An apostrophe with their tails. Mm. Not apostrophe, quotation marks.
Yeah. There was a ringtail possum on our roof a couple of weeks ago. And it was, so its butt was hanging over the roof. And
I love when they do that because they don't think you can see them because they can't see you.
But
your whole tail is over
whole
the edge.
Tail and his little nutsack was also hanging over the gutter. And it was maybe the best moment of my entire life. Just look at this little guy. His nuts just like, that can't be what's happening. Just his nuts are hanging over? That's too funny to happen in real life.
And it's a cartoon situation.
Yeah. And I looked at it awestruck and didn't get a photo.
Oh, no.
That would have made such a great Australian greeting card, like one of those souvenirs that you buy.
Mm. Don't need a funny quote, just the picture. Just the little nuts.
Little possum nuts hanging over the edge of a stormwater drain.
Hang in there. Does that work for nuts?
Sure.
Possum magic.
At a certain point, you can just... say whatever, and people are like, okay, I guess, sure.
There was a greeting card when I was living in Queensland as well. Maybe you've seen it. Someone's small business, and they just got funny pictures of animals and put it on, and they had like a funny thing to say.
Sure.
And so I can't remember any of the quotes, but it was, you know, a tiger looking surprised and being, you know, the quote was like...
Yeah, I've been to a smoke mart.
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe. It's like, oh my God, you're how old? You know, that kind of thing. Yep. Awful stuff.
Hip replacement.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But there was one and it was a picture of a seal making a funny face. And then it said, you've been sealed. Or maybe, no, I think it just said sealed. And then I looked at it, I'm like... What does that mean?
What event?
Have I been sealed because I'm seeing a seal? Or is the card sealed? Or have we I don't understand this
was
joke.
Was it like you give it to someone with whom you've just made a deal?
Maybe.
Sealed.
That's fun to invent a greeting card for just like something you don't have cards for. Like, You know, you
I
have
mean, all, that's you have why your, every greeting card was invented.
Yes, that makes sense. But you have like your happy birthdays and your sorry for your losses and then like, thank you for doing business with me. Sealed. Lock it in.
Yeah, most cards, I guess, were invented because humans want to have less conversations.
Mm.
And so they're like, what can I do so that I've said something but I do not have to talk?
Yeah, sealed.
Sorry for your loss.
Why do you think cards...
Sorry for your seal.
Was there any clues on the inside?
No, I think it was blank on the inside.
That's crazy.
It just, yeah.
What do you mean?
Sealed?
Yeah. I need more information. That's,
I was looking at it for so long. I was like, I must be missing something. I was racking my brain, but like, what else could sealed mean?
Sealed.
Sealed. You've been, yeah, I don't know. It was very
well,
bizarre.
Like maybe you've bought a house, like the deal is sealed. I just don't know.
But then
know.
Nothing, there was nothing about business in the rest of the card, you know? It was okay. Just a picture of a seal.
What was the seal doing?
Even if it,
it was
just,
making a goofy face.
If it,
was,
it just said seal, I would be like, well, yeah. That is a seal.
Yeah, but sealed.
Sealed is crazy.
What happened?
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Being served with like legal papers and be like, you've been sealed? You've but then it's like, sealed. I don't think it would hold up in court. I think you have to actually say you've been you've served.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And you've been Grace.
I've been Grace. Thank you so much for having me.
You got a show coming up in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
What are the dates?
1st of August to the 28th of August.
Cool.
My day off is the 14th.
You get one day off the whole time?
Anyone. Yep.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So please come. No one knows who the fuck I am. On the Edinburgh Fringe website,
mm-hmm.
My name is Grace Jarvis. The show's called This is the Last Goldfish That I'm Going to Eat for You. It's about all the stuff I did to try and make friends before I realized I had autism.
Yeah.
And please come. It's so many shows. I'm in Underbelly at the Wee Coo. Cool. In George Square for the whole run.
There you go. Grab your tickets if you're in Edinburgh.
I also want to say that was one of my favourite shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Aww,
this year.
Thank
I saw
you.
It. It was brilliant. It's so tight and fun. Like, it makes you feel nice and it also makes you laugh.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.